It's been the tradition of the church for a number of years now in its lections, its readings for the Sunday before Lent, that's today, to offer this story of the Transfiguration before the start of this most holy and solemn season. There is a very real and very deliberate contrast here between the glory of the Transfiguration story and the austerity of Lent. Actually, what we had here today in our readings is the immediate aftermath of the Transfiguration story in Matthew's Gospel. Immediately after the story we heard this morning of the vision of Jesus shining with divine light and talking with Moses and Elijah. The Gospel books are very carefully put together. They weave the stories of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus very carefully together to make a point or a number of points. Sometimes the gospel writers move stories around. Different gospels tell different, sometimes tell stories slightly differently, but they all very carefully have stitched the stories together to make a point each step of the way. And the point in this placing of the story that we have today of Transfiguration is to give a glimpse of God in the midst of the gospel. In Mark's gospel, the Transfiguration is at the very center of the gospel, and each half of Mark's gospel is distinct from the other. In Matthew's gospel, the story is a little bit later, but it still marks a move from one part of Jesus's journey to another. From particularly being in Galilee and the healing and teaching ministry there, to Jesus going to Jerusalem to confront empire and stand up for those most in need. The vision of the Transfiguration we heard from the Gospel of Matthew has one particular word, or the part that we heard from Matthew has one particular word which highlights an important theme that runs through the whole Gospel, and that word is vision. Comes in chapter 9, in verse 9, where our reading for Evensong began. It's a vision, the Transfiguration, a vision of Moses and Elijah and of Jesus in their company, as Jesus as the continuation of the work of prophecy, of speaking truth and justice, and as a foretaste that Peter, the wavering disciple who seems to get it wrong as much as he gets it right, will one day carry on that tradition of being a prophet. The Transfiguration reminds us of what the whole of this gospel story is about and what will eventually come with the end of the whole story of the gospel, which is resurrection and new life. It reminds us that Jesus will suffer, will be rejected, but will come through as the risen one, brought back to life by divine love, transformed not just for a moment on a mountain, but forever. Just as we are called to transformation by resurrection life. But for now, all we get is a glimpse, almost dreamlike to the three that witness it. I think this whole story is meant to encourage us of the very fact of the glory of God being present in each moment, in the midst of life. We see it here in the midst of the life of Jesus, even if only for a short while. It's an encouragement in our everyday walk of faith. The Gospels do not pretend life is all right all the time, but they remind us to seek divine life for our sustenance and offer us the example of Jesus, who sought divine life in all things and in all people, even and especially in the least in society's eyes. Jesus often, we read throughout the Gospels, took himself off to pray, to spend time alone in reflection, to recenter himself, to be. He needed that time to get through all that he had to do. And then there are times that the Gospels remind us that Jesus has glimpses of the bigger picture in his own ministry, such as when the Spirit descends like a dove at the baptism, when he encounters faith in people that allows him to heal and transform them, when the crowds long to hear about divine life, when Peter says the right thing, when Jesus stands on the mountain and converses with Moses and Elijah before again hearing the affirming, loving voice of God. These are moments of encouragement, glimpses of glory, And we too have the same opportunity to learn to glimpse that divine life as we open our hearts and our eyes and our minds to the presence of God within us, between us, and around us. God gifts us these glimpses to sustain us through our journey. As we celebrate God with us and dance this dance of faith together, we pray that God will continue to open us up to the glimpses of glory and that we may remain faithful wherever the journey takes us. Thanks be to God. Amen.